We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Is chilly out there. I don't know if you just heard our weather report or not, but a very, very chilly night. Stay in, stay warm, listen to High School Hoops tonight here on WCDO as we have the Lawrence girls hosting Skenevis in a key Tri-Valley matchup here tonight. And I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. I'm joined tonight by my color commentator, Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull, coming back to his Tri-Valley roots tonight. He's an Edmiston guy. How's it feel to be on Coach Grasso court here?
Wow, look at this place. I've been in this gym once, but I've never been courtside. Boy, this is great. Lawrence's gym has gotten a lot better in the last 20 years since I've been around here.
Isn't it weird? We walked down the hallway to the gym we used to play in, which is, it's kind of still there, kind of not. They've changed it up, but, I mean, it used to be a very small place to play.
Yeah, this is a cool gymnasium for such a small school in Lawrence, and I'm excited to be here. It is exciting to watch some Tri-Valley League Leopards versus Draper Dragons tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
There's a lot on the line here tonight, but before we get into that, I want to mention first that we do have a milestone on the horizon here tonight. We'll see what happens. Of course, knock on wood, we don't want to jinx anybody, but Lauren Senior, Gabby Andrade's 11 points away from joining the 1,000-point club. If she hits it, she'll be the first girl in Lauren's history to join that club, the fourth overall player, as it's been three boys. And then it would have been Gabby joining the club here tonight. A great player, great kid, and can just shoot the lights out.
Which is pretty impressive, right? Because you look in the banners here. Basketball has been around in Lawrence for a long time. I see some banners up there for the boys anyway, 1930s. But you got to think that the girls probably joined the scene in the 1970s when girls sports made it big in New York State. So you got to be thinking, man, that's a first one in what, 50 years?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good milestone for this young lady out here tonight.
In case people didn't hear you, Rich, you said 1930s. Lawrence does such a good job with their history here. You look up at the boys' basketball championships, Tri-Valley champs in 1934. I mean, that's incredible.
If you told me that Tri-Valley was around in 1934, I would have thought you were joking. I didn't even realize it. And I've followed the Tri-Valley since I was born. So
Lawrence and Franklin do such a good job with Tri-Valley history. You can walk down their hallways. They got photos on the wall. They got the record books. They've really done a good job, both of those schools, of keeping the history. But, yeah, you look at the championships, 34, 59, all through the 60s. Of course, they won just recently in 2017. But you're right. There's been a lot of really good female athletes to go through here. To think that Gabby could be the first one, that's pretty nice for her.
That's pretty cool. And when I was coming through here, I noticed they have jerseys up in the lobby. I wonder if they'll throw her jersey up in the rafters here like the rest of the Lawrence greats. That would be pretty neat for her.
I mean, what a neat thing to know that you could go back to your school and your jersey's up on the wall outside the gym. I mean, it's a nice touch.
They threw my jersey away in Edmiston, I promise you.
Well, she definitely, if she gets it here tonight, will be deserving. But besides that, Rich, of course, we wanted to be here for that. But this is a huge game for the Tri-Valley standings, as right now, Lawrence sits at 6-2 in the league, and Skenevis is 5-3, so they're sitting in the 3-4 spot. So this is really could decide, depending on how a few other games shake out tonight, who could be in the top four of the league playoffs pretty much next week.
No, I'm not overly familiar with their playoff setting, but the top four get in, right? They do like a tournament for the Tri-Valley at the top, and then they do mini tournaments for the teams underneath. So this is for seeding places. Who's going to go see the number one, or who's going to go see the number two?
Yes, so Cherry Valley should be the one seed. Worcester would be the two. And then from there, it's kind of still up in the air. Some games tonight, this one, of course, Lawrence Skenevis, and then GMU Edmiston is really going to decide a lot where some teams fall. Now, no matter how you fall, and depending on your coaching philosophy, the Tri-Valley mini tournament can still do you a lot of good. Say you end up in that five spot. Okay, you don't have a chance for the league championship, but you're going to get in two more games before the seeding meeting, which could really make a difference for sectionals.
Playing basketball is better than not playing basketball this time of year. And as a person that's helped with scheduling at other schools, it's tough to find games. It's really smart that their league puts together that mini tournament so athletic directors aren't there out there scrambling to find games all over Section 4, Section 3, Section 1 over in this area of the woods.
It's very interesting because the Tri-Valley, unlike a lot of other leagues, elects to have their championship early before the seeding meeting, so they have more time off between their championship and sectionals. Other leagues are playing pretty much right after the seeding meeting. So it's kind of a philosophy of how many games you want to get in and how many points you want to get.
And that game should count, right?
That
game counts for their sectional seeding points. So, again, that's more seeding points, more opportunity for your athletes. And let's be honest, these schools in the Class D and the Tri-Valley are small. Not a lot of teams are willing to come down and play them from the MAC or the SAC or the IAC. So they need to get all the games they can get, and it's probably very smart by their league officials to have that game count for sectionals.
Just to play devil's advocate, some coaches say they don't like having the full week between the Tri-Valley Championship and the start of sectionals. You could not have a game, unless you schedule some scrimmages or something like that, between your league tournament and sectionals. You go into sectionals, oh, maybe we're a little rusty, but I guess it's, what do you want? Do you want the points, or do you want the time off to maybe get healthy, I guess?
I've coached a long time. Coaches have friends, right?
Right.
So as long as you're good with your superintendent, your transportation, you go and play your friend next door, right? Skinny of us, go play Wooster. Lawrence, go play Milford. Everybody's friends. Go scrimmage each other in that week. I'd rather get the points in the Tri-Valley League Championship.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, it'll be the Skenevis girls and Lawrence. Set to be a great matchup here tonight. And thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. Also, our free audio stream on WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. We're live in Lawrence tonight. It's a chilly one out there, folks, so if you can, stay close to the wood stove, whatever you got going at home. Make sure the heat's on and sit back and listen to tonight's game. Or stay in the car. If you're out driving around, please be careful, but certainly keep the heat blowing on you. So, Lawrence and Skenivas girls here tonight. Let's get the starting lineups first for Skenivas and head coach Les Burton. This is a young team. They start with sophomore number one, Autumn Burton. Sophomore number two, Amber Burton. Sophomore number three, Katie Ritten. Sophomore number four, Sam Barrett. And senior number 12, Sam Osborne. And Sam is a very, very good player. She'll make everything go tonight for the Dragons. On the other side for Lawrence and coach Andy Carr, they start with freshman number one, Kira Andrades. A senior number three, Gabby Andrades. A sophomore number five, Emerson Allen. A senior number 10, Kendra Dunham. And a sophomore number 11, Brooke Mann. Lawrence is going to be in the home whites tonight with the red and the black trims. There's Lawrence in red lettering across the front of the uniform. Skenivas is in the road royal blue uniforms with the gold trim. And says Skenivas in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. So a good old-fashioned Tri-Valley matchup here tonight. No JV matchup here, so that's why we have the early varsity tip at 6 o'clock and playoff implications on the line between these two teams. It's been fun seeing Coach Carr coaching the girls this year, Rich. We've known him as a longtime boys coach in the Tri-Valley, but he's made the transition very well.
Yeah, that's neat. He came over and shook our hands before we started, and I said, I think he coached boys.
Yeah.
And Nate had to confirm that for me, but he was a successful boys coach. I remember him back in the 90s, and I'm sure he does a good job with the girls. I'm looking forward to watching it. They came out to the Bulls team, Nate, so this must be a little Jordan-esque tonight.
Yes, and again, 11 points away for Gabby Andrades from Lawrence from joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. She would be the first female in school history to join the club if she can get those 11 points here tonight. I'm sure Skenivas is going to do everything in their power to try to slow her down a little bit, but Gabby certainly can fill it up once she gets going. So this should be a solid matchup here tonight. A little note of comparison, I saw both of these teams play Cherry Valley, and you saw Cherry Valley play the other night. They're the top dog right now in the Tri-Valley, and both teams gave Cherry Valley a good run for about two and a half quarters before it was too much Patriots to pull away. But so we'll see. These are two scrappy teams.
I'm getting ready to watch these two teams play, but I would say Cherry Valley's got a lot more height than these teams. These teams seem a little smaller.
A huge, tall team, the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots, and I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot more of them, including at the Tri-Valley Championship on February 11th. That'll be played at Oneonta High School this year. And Skenivas will win the opening tip. Osborne taking it right to the hoop here. Couldn't get it to go as Skenivas goes left to right. We'll start things off. When they get their own rebound, they'll pull it back out and pull it to the top of the key. Now to the right. Long three for Osborne off the back of the rim. Tapped out by Andrades, and she's able to hold on to it, and back down the floor she goes. To the right side. Steps through. Little up and under. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here, and the Dragons will pick it up. They try to go ahead, but Andrade's with a steal. Little hot potato to start this game off. We're about 40 seconds in. And so the Leopards will set it up going right to left. Again, they're in the white with the red and black trim. And they'll go to the high post. They try to float one down to Andrade's, and it was taken away by Skenivas and Sam Osborne. Floating one ahead for Amber Burton. Into the corner, dials up a three. Foot might have been on the line. Missed the shot, but a rebound by the Leopards underneath. And they're looking to run. Here's Gabby in transition. Split the double team, but had it taken away by Osborne. Osborne wants to take it to the rim, and it's up and good for Sam Osborne. Sam, of course, one of the key players on that Skenivas soccer team. Rich, take us back. You were actually hosting that regional game over in Norwich when the Skenivas girls lost a heartbreaker to Cincinnati.
I got lucky to see Skenivas play soccer twice last fall, and I was really impressed with their athleticism and how they were just dominant all over the place. I was super impressed with them. I don't even know what else to say besides I thought they were a really, really good Tri-Valley D school, and I thought if they got past Cincinnati, they would have made a good run at it. And Cincinnati lost, I think, 3-1 in the finals, and
yeah.
And Knievis took them, what,
overtime
in Norwich. It was a great game. It was a battle, and it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal game.
Yeah, a lot of the same cast of characters on that soccer team on the hardwood this year for the Dragons basketball team. 6:10 to go in the first quarter, a 2-0 lead for Knievis here over Lawrence, and the Leopards have the ball to the left side.
So Knievis is showing a box and one against the Andrade's girl with Barrett guarding her, which is an interesting setup so far.
Steal by Sam Osborne, trying to take it coast to coast. Second chance opportunity won't go, and it just seems to be a lid on the rim down there, and a rebound for Lawrence. Andrade's will get across midcourt, looks to split two defenders, and somehow gets to the rim, missed the right-handed layup. To me, Gabby looking a little nervous so far, which when you know you're that close, I'm sure it is a nerve-wracking thing.
She seems smooth to me, actually, and she seems to be all over the place. She has so far in the 2 minutes I've watched her play, she has a knack for the ball. She seems to get a hand on everything. She seems to be everywhere.
Really does. And she gets a rebound here. Andrade's down the right side of the floor, has the green light, tries to take it to the interior, and is fouled by Sam Osborne with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Still a 2-0 lead for the Dragons here.
You know, with good players, the ball seems to just find them naturally, and the ball is finding her just everywhere all over the court, on the defensive end, and the ball is getting there on the offensive end as well.
Inbound here for the Lawrence Leopards, and it's intercepted by Amber Burton, and she's off to the races. Can she get there in time? No, good hustle back by Kira Andrade's, and she's able to punch it out of bounds from behind.
I'm guessing that's the younger sister.
Yes.
And she's very athletic. She's very fast. That was a quick, fast move to get back.
Yeah, only a freshman. We'll be seeing her for many more years to come. Inbound pass for Knievis, and they'll pull it to the top of the key. Now to the right side, and a take to the interior here for Sam Barrett, and she's fouled.
So Knievis is actually showing us, or Lawrence is showing a 2-3 defense, and Knievis is attacking it just naturally like he would, working it on through the side, trying to get into the middle, and then working it back out for a shot.
Just above 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Barrett to the line, and her first shot rims out. And the second one coming. Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO. Also online at WCDOsports.com. Welcoming in all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as Burton gets the shot to go, makes it a 3-0 lead for Knievis over the Lawrence Leopards with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
I love coming to these small gyms and watching these coach work, because they have to play a lot of junk defenses, a lot of different things, because they don't have as many players as other teams and schools have. I just love watching it.
Kira Andrade's hits a three from the left side. Ties this ball game up at 3 apiece with 4:40 to go in this first quarter. I agree, Rich. You never know what you're going to see on defense in the small school leagues. Shot from Osborne, no good. And the rebound gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball, gives it back to the Leopards.
There's something about the small schools with a lot of pride. You know, the whole town comes out, and then everybody's here to watch this game, and it's just fascinating. I just love the small-town atmosphere.
Leopards with the ball. And, you know, I think tonight, Rich, with the weather being so cold, I think it did keep some people away. A good crowd here, but I do think usually they get more. And I wonder if it's the weather that said, hey, maybe some people want to stay home. A steal by Knievis at midcourt, and Osborne will slow it down. Now they work it into the corner for Burton for three. Yes! Deep three there for Amber Burton from downtown for Knievis, and now they lead 6-3.
Good-looking shot by Burton.
Yeah, the Burton sisters, tall, lanky for being sophomores. Going to continue to grow, I'm sure. Good athletes for the Dragons. 3:50 to go in the first quarter now. Andrade's gets around his screen, splits a double team, goes up and under block, gets a second chance, and puts it in.
She gets to the basket really, really well. She cuts through. She's got someone guarding her all the time. She cuts through the entire team and gets two.
Makes it 6-5 now. Knievis on top of Lawrence with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Dragons beat the press. They'll bring it down low. A shot here is off the mark for Autumn Burton. Kicks one back out on the rebound. And Lawrence will come away with it with 3:20 to go in the first.
I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it, Nate. I think the younger sister might be more athletic. Number one, you better watch out, Lawrence.
Yeah,
man.
She's tough.
Definitely tough. She's fast. She's lengthy. She's only a freshman. She's going to be a good player, number one.
Foul on Sam Osborne on the far side, and that's her second, team's third. So Coach Burton will see what he decides to do here, if he's going to roll the dice and leave Sam in, kind of one of the floor generals, the senior leader. Appears to be staying in at the moment with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. 6-5 our score. Dragons on top of the Leopards. And a pull-up jumper here for Lorenz is off the mark and no good. Out of bounds by Kendra Dunham and going back to Skenevis.
Lawrence showing the 2-2-1 press here.
Dragons will look to get it in, intercepted by Kira, and she is fouled in the paint. Of course, their older brother Omar was an excellent basketball player here for the Lawrence Leopards, was in a very serious car accident during his time and didn't get to finish out his career, but a heck of a player, and I'm sure we'll see him here tonight. Yeah, see him over in the corner here. As there is a three by Gabby in the corner, now she's starting to heat it up. And Andrade's has five, so she's closing in on the 1,000-point club. Pass ahead here for the Skenevis Dragons. They'll work one into the corner. Again, an 8-6 lead for Lawrence over Skenevis. To the high post, intercepted. Ball loose on the floor, and Osborne was able to steal it back. Floats one to Amber Burton out of the far side here for Sam Barrett. And stolen away, out of bounds, going to Lawrence. And it was Gabby who got her hands on it.
She's everywhere. She's everywhere on the top of the zone. She is such a fun player to watch, and I've only seen about 5 minutes of it.
Got a little timeout here on the floor. They're going to get a sub in. And Rich, for example.
Oh, she came to the wrong table, Nate. She thought I was the scorer table.
As Lily Compitello checking into the ball game here.
I'd let her in. You can go play, Lily.
Lily's first year playing basketball. She's one of the soccer stars that we knew. And they've never been able to talk Lily and her older sister Ange into playing. They're more, you know, soccer track kids. They've talked Lily into playing, and she's enjoyed it this year.
She's got a big smile on her face out there when she picks up her first foul.
Her first game of the year, they were in a tournament over in Hunter Tanner's zone. She hit a three, and I know she was elated that night. So here is Gabby at the line. And her first shot is off the mark. And she's at the line because that's five team fouls on the Dragons here in the first quarter with 2:15 to go. In an 8-6 ball game, Lauren's on top.
That five fouls thing, something you have to get used to, right? It's something new this year.
And so a rebound by the Dragons. Yeah, it's actually, I think it's been
two years.
Either way, it's still something that when you have been used to something for so long,
I'm not a fan of how they have to substitute on that. Like, you have to wait till the second shot, and then if the person doesn't make it, they can't go in. I'm just not a fan of that rule.
A shot from straight away for Skenevis by Osborne was no good, and guess what? Andrade's was right there with the rebound. With a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter, it's 8-6. Lawrence leading Skenevis. Gabby has 5 points to start off this contest. Now a steal by Sam Osborne. She's playing with those two fouls, but she's staying gritty. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lawrence. It'll stay with the Dragons.
The Andrade's girls are so fast on the top of the 2-3. They get their hands on everything. They're all over the place.
Minute 35 to go, first quarter. And they'll pass it to Compitello, but she lost it, and Gabby's right there to steal it. Andrade's with a 2-on-1 if she can hurry. The crossover gets to the interior and is fouled.
What a great hesitation move. She almost stopped and then went back right to her and switched over and crossed over. What a great little move for a Class D girls basketball player. That's a tough move.
Rich, this is your first time seeing her. I think the wow factor, as she will set in to take her first shot at the line here and off the mark, is that she is by far the smallest player on the court.
If you just watch them warm up, when you told me that she was the girl who was going to possibly get 1,000 points tonight, I thought you were crazy.
And second shot here for Gabby is up and good.
But now I see it. I see it now. I get it.
But yeah, I mean, she is definitely, in almost any game, one of the smallest players on the court, but she finds a way to get it done. Skenevis with the ball back the other way, and she blocks Autumn Burton from behind, knocked it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Leopards.
She reminds me of that kid that you play pickup basketball with, and she's just everywhere, and you're like, I'm going to take her on my team.
Timeout taken by Skenevis with a minute 18 to go in the first quarter. It's Lawrence girls leading 9-6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. A minute 15 to go in the first quarter, 9-6 the score. The Lawrence girls leading Skenevis in a tight battle so far tonight at Lawrence Central School. Gabby Andrades comes off a screen, dishes one back to her sister, and now they'll float one to the near side, but it's taken away by the Dragons. And Amber Burton down the right side. Finds Autumn, back to Amber. Dials up a three. Oh, in and out. And a rebound here by the Leopards. Brooke Mann got a piece of that with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter. It'll stay on the jump ball with Skenevis.
It's always interesting to see how the coaches are going to adapt to a box and one. It's either usually the coach is going to have the person that's being boxed to bring the ball up, or they're going to set picks. So Coach Carr has decided to set picks for Andrade's tonight. It's an interesting setup.
Skenevis will get it in on the baseline. They go to Osborne. We'll work one back out. A three ball coming here for Skenevis. It's in and out for Autumn Burton. Great looking shot. They just will not fall right now. Both Burton sisters have really good fundamental shots. They just got to keep shooting. They'll start to fall. Ball loose on the floor here on the rebound. Out of bounds. And looks like it's going to go back to the Leopards. Good hustle by both sides with 30 seconds to go first quarter. No, going back to Skenevis. They changed their mind.
Mann did a little soccer move on the Skenevis girls that time. She did a little shielding play to get the ball out of bounds.
All right, Dragons will get it back. 30 seconds to go first quarter. And they'll float one to the right side. Now back to Competello. Lily looking to the high post. They'll float one back to Sam Osborne. Floating one across the top of the defense. Sam at the top of the key. They go to the interior. Trying to pass one back out to Autumn Burton. It was too tall for her. Actually, it was Amber. Over her hands and out of bounds.
It was the right idea by Skenevis. Going in and out in the 2-3 zone. They'll get that shot next time.
They've had good-looking shots, Rich. They just won't fall. 10 seconds to go, first quarter. And they'll float one to the far side. Now on the baseline, blocked out of bounds. No, kept in by Skenevis, but they'll run out of time. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Lawrence girls lead Skenevis 9-6. Second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here in Lawrence. Hope you're staying warm out there, folks. Be safe if you're driving around. 9-6 our score. Lawrence girls leading Skenevis. 6 points for Gabby Andrades in that first quarter. So she had six, and she needed 11 coming into tonight's game. So the countdown is on here, Rich.
The strategy has changed. Now they're going to put her on the ball.
And she'll dish one off. Gabby floats one over to Brooke Mann. Her three is no good. Rebound for Kira Andrade. He's underneath it. She scores. Went into the land of the trees there. Got the rebound and scored to give Lawrence an 11-6 lead. And now a steal on the press here by Lawrence. And they'll take it to the hoop. It's up and in for Brooke Mann. Her first bucket tonight. 13-6 for Lawrence. Skenevis breaks the press this time. They'll float one across, looking for Sam Barrett, left wing side, as Skenevis goes left to right. They're in the blue with the gold trim. And Osborne throws one towards the rim. It was too strong, and then we'll have a jump ball on the rebound. It'll stay with the Dragons.
So would she be, who's the leading scorer in the Tri-Valley? Do we keep that?
Oh, boy, Rich, now you're asking
I'm
me
sorry.
What every other fan asks. Nate, why don't you have that on your website? It's here is
no.
Burton with the shot. If I had to guess, I would say that it's either Gabby or maybe Joe Lusk from Cherry Valley. I would say one of those two has got to be pretty near the top. They got to be in the top three.
Which I've also got to watch this year, so this has been fun. I should hang out with you more often. I get to see all the great basketball players in the area.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Lawrence, so we'll take a break. Rich, we'll talk more about that. Remind me when we come back. Our score, 13-6, Lawrence on top of Skenevis, early in the second quarter on CDO.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 7 minutes to go, second quarter, live in Lawrence tonight. The Lawrence girls lead Skenevis 13-6. Rich, to go back to your question, my website, natelaw.com, we have scores, standings, articles. My hope in the near future is to add a couple of things. One would be to add, kind of like the Daily Star used to do, local scorers, top scorers for boys and girls, three-point leaders, and a schedule.
That was my favorite thing. I think they used to publish it in the Daily Star on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
I would wake up on Saturday morning, and I'm not going to lie, I would see if I was in the three-point one. I was never going to be in the scoring one, but I was a three-point shooter, so I'd always see if I was in that one.
That's something that I'm hoping to do. But I also enjoy this thing called sleep occasionally. And right now I'm trying to figure a way to do everything.
Well, so. Nate, if you want to sleep, quit texting me all the time.
I can either have scoring leaders or I can stop texting coaches at 2 in the morning.
Oh,
so.
Oh, Nate, I love those texts, though. They're great.
They are great. We're back underway, and a rebound by Skenevis here on a miss by Lawrence right out of the timeout. Dragons have the ball. They'll float one ahead. Oh, they were looking for Osborne, but the pass was too tall. And this press is just throwing Skenevis a little bit off balance right now. Andrade tries to take it to the hoop. It's blocked, and here come the Dragons trying to settle in. Osborne steps through into the paint. Her shot is just a little too strong. Gets her own rebound. Jump ball with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And it's going to stay with the Dragons, it looks like.
You know, the other thing I wanted to say about the Andrade's girl, number 3, is she's very calm. She doesn't get too high. She doesn't get too low. She's very calm out there.
Yeah, very calm. Like you said, very steady.
Yeah, stoic, I would say. She's very stoic.
And she's like that in soccer. She's like that in softball. I mean, that's just how she is.
It's just really interesting. Usually, you know, players that are at her level usually are very energetic and have, like, this craziness to them.
Yeah.
She's very stoic. Under control is another good word for her. She's very under control.
Ball out of bounds here off of Lawrence as they brought it down the floor, so Skenevis will get it back. And the Dragons need a bucket here, as here is Taylor Knapp dishing one off to the far side for Sam Barrett. Tries to take it to the interior, and we got a foul on Lawrence with 6:05 to go in the second quarter, and the Leopards leading 13-6. A key Tri-Valley game, which could decide the 3 and 4 seeds here tonight. And here's a great pass to Osborne. She's fouled and will go to the line on a good cut on that inbounds pass, Rich.
Yeah, all the Lawrence girls were facing the inbounder. They lost the players. They, you know, the old classic ball, you man. You got to see the players also going to the ball. Just a breakdown on defense for Lawrence.
Osborne steps in at the line and hits it. And Sam Osborne, the senior leader, has 5 points now. Makes 13-9 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter tonight here in Lawrence. Leopards have the ball. They try a three from way downtown. It rims out there for Brooke Mann. Gabby Andrade's with a rebound on the right low block, and she's fouled and will head back to the line. She's got 6 points so far tonight.
She gets a lot of rebounds for her size. I bet you she's at 4 or 5 rebounds right now in the game. Incredible what she gets out of her size.
And so Andrade's will step to the line. Just under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, and first shot is good. I think she's finally starting to settle at the line. She looked nervous earlier.
When she uses her legs and she gets a little bit more arc into the ball, her shot looks pure. That was pure.
7 now for Andrade's, and make it 8.
You could tell when she let that one go, that was going to go in too. It's just, she uses more legs. It's just a pure-looking shot. She's a fun player.
She needed 11, and she's got 8 now. And you can start to feel it a little bit in the gym as Lawrence leads Skenevis 15-9. Burton into the corner, 3, left it short. Rebound underneath. The amber miss. Autumn got the rebound, but then lost it. And guess who comes up with it? Gabby Andrade's. Across the Leopards logo here at midcourt on Pat Grasso court. Dishes to the left side, and they'll lose it. Taken away here by Skenevis. Sam Osborne trying to go coast to coast here. Stripped of the ball, but it goes to Taylor Knapp, who's into the ball game. Dishing over to the far side. And they'll continue to work the ball around here. Straight away three, too strong for Sam Barrett, but she gets her own rebound. They'll reset the offense. Into the corner. They'll load up a three. It's off the front of the rim, and Gabby Andrade's another rebound. Lost it, though. Ball loose on the floor. It's a hot potato, and we'll have a jump ball. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, 15-9, the score. And Lawrence will get it back on the arrow.
The younger Andrade's girl is fun to watch. She's all over the place. She's running. She's contesting every shot. She ran over two of her own players to go after the ball that last time. She's fun.
They go to Gabby on the right side as Lawrence is in the white with the red trim going right to left. Now they'll dish one off to Kira. Her shot won't go. And on the rebound, somehow Skenevis will come out of the fray with the basketball. They get to midcourt. And here's Autumn Burton trying to take it the entire way. Misses the right-handed layup. Had some contact. Taylor Knapp gets the rebound. Works one back out. Shot by Sam Barrett won't go. And then a foul on Autumn Burton on the rebound.
We're going to have a timeout here by Skenevis. They're going to try to get it under control.
Dragons will take a timeout. 4.5 to go. Second quarter. It's 15-9. Lawrence girls on top of Skenevis. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 15-9, our score live in Lawrence tonight. Rich, how are the roads coming over, my friend?
The roads were not fun from West Lawrence to Lawrence. I haven't been on that road in forever. I thought I was going to go over and play Colonial Ridge again. But
you're pretty close.
It was close. It was not fun. The roads from Norwich to Morris were fine. I was a little frustrated, kind of like the Skenevis people right now, a little frustrated driving over. But the Skenevis people are a little frustrated. A lot of fouls called against them, and they seem to can't get a bucket right now. So frustration building a little bit on the Draper Dragons side.
Got to love the old Draper Dragons. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. 15-9 the score, and the Leopards have the basketball. Lauren's going right to left. And 3 points away for Gabby Andrade's. She's got the ball. Right side, here's a three. Could this be it? No, too far. And on the rebound, jump ball, going to go to Skenevis.
So Skenevis switched out of the box and won, and they played 3-2 on that side.
Pressure still coming here from Lawrence, and they've gotten a couple of nice steals and layups, which has kind of been the difference on the scoreboard at least. And they'll break the pressure this time very nicely. Autumn Burton will take it to the interior, misses the right-handed layup. Just could not get that to go. We'll have a jump ball on the rebound, and this time it's going back to the Leopards. Great press break, just couldn't finish it off there, Rich.
Just, again, adding to the frustration, not getting those easy buckets. They broke the press very well. Skenevis is super athletic.
Yeah.
Getting
really
all the shots they want.
Leopards bring it back down the floor as they go right to left. They'll float one across to Brookman, steps through it into the teeth of the defense and banks it in, and the bank is open in Lawrence here on a Friday night. She scores. Brookman now has four, makes it 17-9. Skenevis breaks the press. And again, they take it right to the hoop here with Autumn Burton. And just too strong. And Gabby Andrade's the rebound. Back down the floor. Wants that three ball. Fires it up. Oh, up the front of the rim. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Kira Andrade's. Turn around, jump hook. No. Out of bounds. Last touch by Skenevis. And it's going to stay here with Lawrence. With 3:20 to go before the half.
Boy, the Andrade's girl, Gabby Andrade, she stopped on a dime on that for the three-pointer. If I tried to stop like that, I would have fell over.
Lawrence will get it in. They'll try to go to the interior, and they do on the left low block. They get it back to Gabby. Three ball, dials it up. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound by Gabby. Pulls it back out and resets the offense. Just always seems to have a nose for the ball.
I bet you she's getting close to 10 rebounds by now.
Brooke Mann into the corner. Finds Kira into the paint. Her shot won't go down. Rebound is scooped up here by Lawrence, by Kendra Dunham. She's fouled and will head to the line.
I'm really interested to see how Kira Andrade develops over the next 3 years. It's just I find like she's just playing right now. Once she figures out how to play the game of basketball instead of just playing, she's going to be dangerous.
She's already as big as her sister, size-wise and height-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So if she continues to grow, super athlete.
She just seems to be all over the place. A little bit under, or her sister's a little bit more under control, that I would say.
Kendra Dunham goes 0 for 2 at the line, but gets her own rebound. Tries to get it back out. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow is going to give it back to Skenevitz. Dragons looking for a bucket. Despite not being able to score much over the last few minutes, still in this ball game, a long way to go. And you feel like if they can start making a few of these, they'll be right back in this.
And they've had a good couple really good-looking three-point shots. So if they make a couple of those, they're going to be right back in it.
Osborne with a steal at midcourt and a traveling violation. And that's just the kind of night it's been here for the Dragons. They make a great steal and just unable to capitalize on it as Sam got tripped up there.
That was the first sign of emotion from the Andrade's girl. She kind of chuckled at that.
2:35 to go in the second quarter. And now a steal by Lily Capitello. Goes to Taylor Knapp and tries to go across court, but it's stolen by Kira Andrade. Gets into the paint, tries to throw it up. Hard contact and no foul there as back the other way comes Skenevitz.
That was a hard foul.
Gabby with a steal at midcourt. She'll take it to the rim and is fouled with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. You know, one thing I've always noticed, Rich, watching Gabby over the years is she's not afraid to play the game of I'm just going to take it into the teeth of the defense. Whatever happens, happens, and hopefully I get to the line.
And she's gets to the line really well. She draws the fouls because she's smaller and her foul shots are great. I bet you she's probably 70-75% free throw shooter.
And at the line makes the first one. That's 9. She's 2 away.
My guess is that a lot of her points have come from the foul line.
She has a lot of nights where she hits a lot of threes and a lot of nights where she's good at the line. 10 for Andrade. She needs 1. Sitting on 9-99.
Now the tension is building.
Now the tension
one
is building.
More bucket.
Skenevitz trying to break the press as we come up on 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. Skenevitz breaks the press. They find Osborne for a shot from the foul line. No, gets her own rebound. Jump ball. Coming back to Lawrence. And we've had more jump balls in this first half than I can remember in a long time here, Rich.
Especially underneath the Skenevitz basket, right, because they're missing a lot of easy layups, three-pointers. So there's getting a lot of rebounds down there, and Lawrence is attacking them.
Andrade's off the dribble to the interior. In the paint. Oh, I think she might have double dribbled. Kicks it back out. The shot is no good, and Skenevitz gets a rebound. And they'll look to bring it back down the floor. Dragons break the press. Capitello has it on the left side. Floats it across now for Burton. Amber finds Sam Osborne to the right low block. Little up and under for Sam. Partially blocked. Gets her own rebound. And again tries a left-handed layup. It won't go. And now we got a foul underneath.
The same concept, right? Misses the layup, right? Goes up and gets their own rebound, and then Lawrence just attacks them as soon as they're there, and then you have a foul instead of a jump ball. But there's three Lawrence girls there.
19-9, our score. Lawrence on top of Skenevitz with a 1:22 to go, second quarter.
When Skenevitz starts making these buckets, it's going to be a game. They're going to start making some of these shots.
Yeah, it cannot continue like this. They get it in, they find Osborne, and she buries it.
It's going to be a game. They're getting the shots they want. They just got to make them. They just got to settle down and make their shots.
19-11 the score. Lawrence coming across midcourt, setting it up on offense. They try to go to the interior, intercepted here by the Dragons. Now here is Osborne into the paint. Floater for Sam, no, a little too strong. And a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on the Lawrence Leopards, on Gabby Andrade. So a minute to go in the second quarter. Skenevitz still in this game. 19-11 the score. Lawrence on top. Dragons will look to get it in. And they do. They find Knapp in the corner. Out for a three ball. Osborne, yes. Huge three there for Sam Osborne. Makes it 19-14, and that's what the Dragons needed.
Looked like it was a really good shot. We're really well set up out of the out-of-bounds play.
45 seconds to go before the halftime break. Gabby is 1 point away. Kira with a little floater in the lane. It's off the mark, going to Skenevis. Boy, if she's got to sit on this at the half, Rich.
Maybe we'll get it right here on the press.
Skenevis with the ball in the backcourt. Looking for options, passing one ahead. Skenevis breaks it. And over the midcourt timeline for Amber Burton. Finds Sam Osborne, a little too strong. Rebound Gabby with 25 seconds to go before the halftime break. Gabby trying to go coast to coast. Misses the layup. Kira, a second chance. No. Rebound Taylor Knapp. And Knapp gets tied up, but no, it's Gabby on the reach in. Another foul. That's her second.
So she really wanted that one.
She
wanted to get that ball back. She wanted, she knows. I think she's got to know, right?
I think so.
She has to know.
And this is going to send Skenevis to the line to shoot. I was here setting my gear up early, and the two Andrade sisters came in, and I started clapping when they came across the court. I said, good luck. You nervous? She said, a little bit. So I think she knows.
Well, she's got to know she's going to get 1,000, but does she actually know right now where she's at?
That's a good point.
I'm thinking she does.
Here's Taylor Knapp at the line, cannot get the first one to go. I would guess so, based on that reaction. I don't think she makes that foul normally.
No. Yeah, that was a really bad foul, actually. So far away from the other basket and gets the other team to 5, that was just a bad foul.
Knapp can't get the foul shot to go. Rebound for the Dragons here. Osborne on the left low block, no, and then a foul.
Here we go.
Gabby, she's fouled, and she's going to go to the line with 9 seconds left here.
Here it is, right?
Yeah, this would be it at the line.
And she's looked pure the last few times on the line. I have to think that this is going to be it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking forward to this.
What a way to get it. It's cool when and if they can get it at the line. So here is Gabby Andrade's settling in.
Here it is.
Little deep breath by Gabby. The shot is, off the front of the rim. Another one coming here.
The second one's always the hardest one to make, too. Oh,
pins and needles for the fans here. Gabby settles in and it rolled out, and a rebound for Skenevis and an outlet pass. Can the Dragons get a shot off? Osborne at midcourt dishes one off, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, 19-14. Lauren's on top of Skenevis, and Gabby is 1 point away. So we'll hopefully see that in the second half. Rich and I will be back in just a minute with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll break this game down and talk things over. And remember that this is a big one for the standings as well. So 19-14, Lawrence girls on top at the half over Skenevis on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Live in Lawrence tonight, Pat Grasso Court, Lawrence Central School. Our halftime score, the Lawrence girls leading Skenevis 19-14. Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO and also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. And hopefully everybody's got the fuel tanks full for the next 24 hours or so. We were talking with Jim during one of the breaks. Looks like by Sunday it's going to be 40 again.
Oh, I'm going swimming. The Canisewaukta Creek in Norwich will be open. It'll be a warm. It's a heat wave.
Of course, Rich is the Norwich Athletic Director, or Athletic Coordinator,
Call me whatever
say.
You want to call me.
Longtime coach over there, an Edmiston grad, so I knew I could talk him into making the trip over to Lawrence here tonight. So definitely the Tri-Valley has changed since you and I were in school, Rich, in terms of there was no gyms like this in our day.
No, there was none. none this size. I remember I always thought that the Lawrence gym had an orange tint to it when I came here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was all the red and it made it look orange, but I always felt like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Do the Right Thing, where the cinematographer uses an orange tint in the movie. It was a Spike Lee movie. I always felt like that when I came to Lawrence. But
It was dark, yeah.
It's definitely bright, shiny. The court's beautiful with the Pat Grasso signature. It's pretty neat. You know, you come to these gyms, they sing the alma mater. You got the whole town here. Probably go to the American Legion after the game, and they all hang out together.
It's a happening spot down there.
It is. I saw it on the way in. I don't think I paid my membership.
They were having a ham dinner last week. I almost stopped.
Oh, I should have.
That place is always happening. I cut through Lawrence a lot when I'm going to Milford, to Cherry Valley, all that neck of the woods for the Tri-Valley. So I come through here a lot, and that place is always happening right down the street here from the high school. But 19-14 at the half. And our scoring summary here in the first half, Gabby Andrade has 10. She's 1 point away, folks, from joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. Almost had it on that foul shot. The second one, I don't know how that didn't go in. It rimmed around, bounced a few times.
Yeah. The Draper Dragons wanted her to earn it.
That's right. Kira Andrade has 5, Brooke Mann with 4. On the other side for Skenevis, 10 for Sam Osborne, 3 for Amber Burton, 1 for Sam Barrett. So anybody's game still, and if Skenevis could get a few shots to drop, they're going to be right back in this game.
Which they did at the end of the half. They made it at one big three out of the out-of-bounds play, then they had a layup, and they cut the lead. They're within 2 possessions here.
Yeah, this should be a good finish. We knew that was going to be the case when we decided to book this game here tonight. Some other big games going on in the local areas. You know, a lot of leagues are getting very close to playoffs, probably in the next week or so. Sydney girls are at Delhi tonight. That's a big game. Well, basically, these 4 games in the MAC are huge because we're looking at having a tiebreaker in both divisions for the MAC girls. So these games tonight are huge. Sydney girls at Delhi, Unitego girls at Deposit Hancock, Oxford girls at BG, and the Harpersville girls are at Green.
Lots and lots of state-ranked teams there. Lots of good basketball players. I've seen a bunch of those teams. I saw Oxford really early. The Barrows girls really good. Unitego's just solid all the way around. Just a lot of good games right there. And, of course, I've seen Sydney. And Sydney's coming to Norwich on Thursday.
That's what I heard.
You picked up that game. But I love watching those 2 girls from Sydney play. The one girl that got the 1,000th point earlier in the year.
Emma Simmons.
And then the Sirigliano girl's tough. She is just a tough, good athlete in the MAC.
If everything holds true in the league, Sydney and Unitego and Oxford and Green girls would have a tiebreaker game at some point next week.
Oh, that's right. I saw Green play at the Unadilla Valley tournament. The Yonner girl, right? She's tough. She's a little bit like a bigger version of the Andrade's girl here. She's all over the place.
Great comparison.
Right?
Yeah.
She's bigger, but she's all everywhere. Gets steals, gets assists, gets points, gets rebounds. She's just a stat filler. They're very similar. She's just bigger.
All right, it's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. 19-14, the score at the break. Lawrence girls leading Skenevis. Stay warm out there, folks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the third quarter here on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Getting ready for the start of the third quarter. Leading scorers so far, Sam Osborne with 10 for Skenevis. Gabby Andrade's with 10 for Lawrence. Gabby needs 1 point to join the 1,000 career point club. So we'll see if she can get that here early in the third quarter or not. Skenevis will have the ball to start the third quarter. Again, they're in the road blues with the white and the gold trim. Lawrence is in the home whites with the red trim. And a great pass by Skenevis down low, and Autumn Burton is fouled and will head to the line.
The textbook way to break the 2-3 zone. In, out, drop it to the low block and gets fouled. It was picture perfect by the Draper Dragons.
And so Autumn to the line. Her first shot will not go. And they just got to continue to take shots here, Richard. You know, they're going to start to go.
I feel like Skenevis just has to grind it out here and just get a little confidence, get some shots to go, and they're going to be all right.
Second shot no good, but they get the rebound, and they're going to reset here on offense. They go to Sam Osborne, top of the key. Went through her hands, but she held on to it and then was stripped. Ball's loose on the floor. We have a jump ball, and the arrow is going to go back to the Leopards.
Good sportsmanship by the Andrade's girl picking everybody up. You'd like to see that everywhere.
7:35 to go here in the third, and Lawrence will walk it down the floor in the first possession of the third quarter.
Skenevis showing a 3-2 zone, so they're not going box and one.
And so they'll kick it out. Leopards with the ball. They'll work it into the corner for Brooke Mann. Back out to Gabby for three, in and out, and a rebound for the Dragons. Another close shot that just wouldn't go. And now a steal. Gabby all alone for the layup. Is this it? Yes. Gabby Andrade, the 1,000
look at this.
Career point club.
We have an injury as well.
An injury on the floor here for Skenevis. What a great moment for Gabby Andrade. The first female in Lauren's history, the fourth overall player in Lauren's history to join the club.
Really cool. Her sister was right behind her, picked her up almost like she was carrying her off like Rudy. Like it was awesome. It was a really cool scene.
Yeah, Gabby getting it here. It's a tough moment because the Skenevis player is hurt at midcourt. It's tough. You want to celebrate for Gabby, but this is also Sam Barrett coming off. Looks to be in a decent amount of pain here. We'll hope that she's okay. We're going to take a quick break, but Gabby Andrade joins the 1,000 Career Point Club. We're glad to be here for it, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A great moment here for Gabby Andrade. They just paused the game for a minute, took a quick picture with some of her coaches that she's had growing up here in the Lawrence community. Lots of hugs, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more photos after the game as well. Here for Gabby and her teammates.
Well, Gabby's smiling and her sister's crying.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're announcing that she's the first female in Lauren's history. As we said during our pregame show, how amazing is that?
That's pretty cool. With the history of Lauren's and the history of the Tri-Valley here, you know, Nate, you and I talk a lot about the history of the Tri-Valley because we're both Tri-Valley kids. I mean, it's pretty cool that she's the first.
First
ever from Lauren. That's really, really cool.
So she will join three boys who have done it. Keith Winslow, back in the mid-90s.
He was a year older than me, so 96, I believe. Yeah.
Greg Brewer, fantastic player in 06. And then Mitchell Barra in 2015 was part of some really, really good Lauren's boys teams under Coach Carr. He was the last one to do it. They went to the regional game and lost a heartbreaker to New York Mills in a game we did on CDO. So Gabby has some exclusive company, and her jersey is going to be up on the hall wall here at Lawrence Central. Back underway, and Lawrence leads 21-14 after that breakaway layup there by Gabby Andrade. And so Lawrence has the basketball again, going left to right. And the Leopards have it at the top of the key. And they get it there. Ball is tied up. And the jump ball, Arrow is going to give it back here to Skenevis.
I know you're never supposed to ask the guy that's talking all the time a question, but I got to ask, was that the easiest 1,000 points you've ever seen? I mean, that was pretty easy.
There was not a
Draper Dragon around her.
Here is Osborne through the paint. She scores. Osborne's got 12. It's one of the easiest.
I mean, she could have missed it, got her own rebound, and put it up again.
Yeah. She had the breakaway, and but it's almost more pressure. You got to really think about it when you're going in. Like, okay, here I am. Don't blow it. 6:20 to go here in the third. 21-16. Gabby in the corner for three. Buries it.
Make it 1,004.
And she's padding the total now. She's got the school record. Steal at midcourt now by Lawrence. Brooke Mann to the interior. Her shot floats off the front of the rim. Gabby with a rebound. Puts it up and it scores. And what a flurry by Andrade. She's got 17. Pushes the Lawrence lead up to 26-16 with six to go here in the third quarter.
Two big possessions for the Leopards now, right? Pushing the possibly, it is double digits.
So Gabby at the line, and her shot is good. The iron was kind to her on that one, and she's got 18. And this is how she scores a lot of her points, quick flurries like this.
Such a soft-looking shot, right? Just sat right on the rim and dropped in.
And Skenevis gets to midcourt. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Gabby with 5:55 to go here in the third, her third personal foul.
Which doesn't surprise you when she plays very scrappy. I bet you she gets a lot of fouls, actually. She probably now will have to calm down and let the game come to her a little bit.
Can Skenevis work their way back into this game? A nice turnaround move down low. Second chance also won't go for Katie Ritten. And a steal back the other way for Lawrence. Kira Andrade scores and count the bucket. She's going to the line. She's got seven.
It's wow. Almost like they just need to get that 1,000 points out of the way. Now it's just time to go. There's go now.
Absorbed the contact there and was still able to score. That was impressive.
Yes. It is time to go for the Leopards. They're ready.
And she missed the shot there, but we do have a violation, so it's going to come back and do it again.
Both officials had it, so it must have happened.
5:42 to go here in the third, and Lawrence has pushed this up to a 29-16 lead, and she gets the second to go. That's Kira Andrade, the younger sister of Gabby. 30-16 with 5:42 to go here in the third quarter.
Got the 1,000 points, got the milestone out of the way. Now they're really going at it. Can't have six.
Somebody had to come out of the game here with 5:42 to go in the third. Little substitution communication mishap there, so we'll finally get back underway. And Skenevis will bring it down the floor here again with Sam Osborne. Dragons looking for a bucket. Try to cut this back down. Sam for a three on the left side. It won't go as Skenevis goes right to left. And now a steal out of the fray by Gabby Andrade. He's trying to go coast to coast, and she's fouled by Sam Osborne with 5:25 left. And so that's going to be on Sam Osborne, her fourth.
That's tough.
They cannot afford to lose her out there.
Arguably one of their best.
So Gabby to the line and hits the first shot.
Tough decision by the coach, right? You have to leave one of your best players on the court to try to keep this a close game, or he's going to leave her out there.
And so the second shot coming here. Gabby at the line, missed that one, and a rebound here by Amber Burton. Shows a lot of trust that they're willing to leave Sam out there. She's going to have to be very careful. Three ball here for Skenevis, a missed shot by Amber Burton. Ball underneath, out of bounds, going back to Lawrence with 5:12 left. 31-16 game.
It was a nice play by Brooke, man. She, under control, threw it off a Skenevis player. It was a well-done play.
Leopards with the ball. Three ball on the far side. Kira Andrade. It's all falling right now for the Leopards. Make it 34-16.
They can't miss. The Andrade sisters are taking over.
Dragons with the ball. They go to the interior. Nice step-through move here, but it goes loose on the floor. We got a jump ball, and again going back to Lawrence. Nice move by Katie Ritten, but she just lost it as she stepped through. And Lorenz will get it back with 4:47 to go in the third. Boy, Rich, it's like they got the 1,000 points and the floodgates opened here.
Yep, it was just, I think it was, you said it earlier, the tension was there. They just had to get the milestone out of the way. And now they're just playing basketball. They're going for the win now. Good for them.
30-second break with Lorenz on top. 34-16. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:45 to go, third quarter. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. And again, the Lorenz girls, 34-16. And Gabby Andrades is the first female in Lorenz school history to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. We've seen history, Tri-Valley history here tonight, Rich.
Oh, I love it. It would be a great trivia question someday. You and I will be sitting around being old, and I'll try to, well, I'm not going to be able to stump you. So a lot of people don't know that about us. We like to stump each other once in a while.
We play the mascot game, random mascots of different schools throughout the state.
I think we're the only ones that still call Skenevis the Draper Dragon.
Hey, at one time that was their official name.
That was it.
It probably technically still might be. We'll have to find out someday. That'd be a good trivia question, too. Steal here by the Dragons out of the timeout, but taken right back by Andrades. To the rim, it rolls out. And Skenevis will get the rebound this time. Sam Osborne in transition. Her shot won't go. And we'll have a jump ball on the rebound. Going to stay here with Skenevis.
I love how the man girl from Lawrence always is trying to get a charge. She is dying to get one of these charges tonight. She's going to get one. I feel it.
Skenevis gets it in. A three in the corner is no good. And a rebound by Lawrence underneath. Long pass ahead for Brooke Mann. Comes across the Leopards logo at midcourt. We'll dish off to Andrades. Gabby at the top of the key. Goes to Mann in the corner as Lorenz goes left to right with 4 minutes to go here in the third. Gabby passes to the interior for Allison Johnson. Lost control of it. Dragons with a loose ball. And in transition, they'll try to get one to the top of the key, and they do to Autumn Burton. Three ball there, no. And a rebound underneath. Intercepted by guess who? Gabby Andrade.
I think she gets the block on that. I would give her the block if I was the statistician.
Timeout taken here by Lorenz with 3:37 to go in the third. And the Leopards lead Skenevis 34-16. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 3:35 to go here, third quarter. And out of the timeout, Lorenz will get the basketball. They lead 34-16 over the Skenevis Dragons. Lorenz going left to right. Brooke Mann on the right side. Dishes one into the corner. Andrades will pull up, miss the shot there. Gabby with the rebound, puts it up, and is fouled, and will head to the line.
What a great timeout by Coach Carr. Settled the troops down, set up a great play, running three people through the 3-2. It was well done. Really well set up, well coached there.
Rich, I was thinking about something during that 1,000-point celebration as Gabby settles in for her first shot at the line. No. This is Coach Grasso Court.
Oh.
He's got to be up there thinking, hey, first female in Lauren's history. How cool is that?
So now I got to ask, is this the first 1,000-point on this court?
It's a good question. I believe so. I'm trying to remember. I was at Mitchell Barra's when he got 1,000 in 2015. I don't think it was here. I think it was in the playoffs at, like, a neutral site.
Because
so this
court,
might be the first one.
This court, I was here when they first developed this court.
This
is how old? 15 years?
Probably 10. 10 to 12, maybe?
Okay.
It's pretty new. Maybe 15.
No, I think you're right. Probably closer to 10 to 12. I scouted a game here.
Osborne with a three. Straight away for Skenevis. Missed it. Got her own rebound and is fouled with 2:55 to go here in the third. And we're going to hope our best here for Sam Barrett. She's off to our left on the Skenevis bench. Got hurt there early in the third quarter. And
still
we're
in a lot of
she's
pain.
Okay. Yeah, she's got the ice pack on the knee. And, boy, you just knock on wood. Fingers crossed for her. Great athlete at the Skenevis. And first shot at the line will not go for Sam Osborne.
Just nothing can fall for Skenevis tonight. You know, you kind of feel for these girls.
Yeah, you know, you go on the road sometimes, and you just have these nights. Second one won't go. And a rebound, and Gabby back down the floor here in transition. Steps through, off the glass, and gets it to go. A natural score. She's got 21. Osborne across midcourt to the right side. Her pass off the hands of her teammate there, Brooke Lincoln, out of bounds and back to Lawrence.
She's just not a flashy player, so it's a what you would call a quiet 21. You know, you're just like, wow, she had 21 tonight?
Yeah, you don't notice it, per se.
You don't. Very quiet.
2.5 to go in the third. It's 36-16 now. Lawrence has ballooned this up. And a steal by Sam Osborne on the right side. Osborne steps through, takes it to the rim, and it won't go. Great look, but it just won't go down. Gabby with a rebound. Lost control of it, though. Skenevis will come away. They'll try to go to the interior, and another steal by Andrade. Boy, we're going to have to get her full stat line at the end of the night here.
I would love to see it. Do they keep stats like that here?
We do. Coach Carr always sends them to me. Steal by Osborne and then a foul at midcourt on Brooke Mann with just about 2 minutes to go in the third.
I'm going
to
say she has at least a double-double with rebounds and points. Obviously, she's going to be around probably 3 blocks, 5 steals. That's my guess so far.
That's your guess? Okay, we'll see if we can get that at the end. Osborne's going to go to the line after being fouled here by Brooke Mann. And so Osborne will settle in at the line. Her first shot is good.
You know, still plenty of time here, right? You're only down by 20, 19 now. You got a quarter and a half. You put a press on, you get a couple steals, a couple baskets, right? You always think you got to try to get it to maybe 10.
10, yep.
10 by the end of the quarter, which is doable here. Get a couple stops.
And we've said they continue to get good looks. The shots are just not falling.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence with the basketball going right to left. Andrade's in the corner, and she is fouled there. And we will wish the best to Sam Barrett. She's leaving with her family. And my guess is they're going to go and get that knee checked out. And we'll hope that she's okay. Again, great three-sport athlete for the Dragons, so we wish her well. And knock on wood, it's hopefully not anything too serious with the knee. Had an ice pack on the knee as she walks out of the gym door. Andrade's three, hit the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound Taylor Knapp and a long outlet pass to Osborne. 2-on-1 for the Dragons if they can hurry. Sam with a little kiss off the glass and it's good. And Osborne's up to 16.
Very strong with the ball, good spin move, and gets a good looking shot right there. So they're within, you know, 6 of getting it to double digits here.
36-20 with a 90-second cushion here in this third quarter. Gabby comes around through a double team, up off the glass, and she scores. How does she do it?
She literally dribbled through 3 players and made it look really easy.
And she's the size of a peanut. I don't know how she gets it done sometimes. Makes it 38-20. And here is Osborne trying desperately to get Skenevis back in this game. She misses a 3. Rebound underneath there by Nicole Stanley of Lawrence. Jump ball is going to give it to the Leopards with 1:05 to go in the third.
She goes at the same speed all of the time. Doesn't look like she's tired at all.
They're going to check on this at the table here on who has the ball. It's going to stay with Lawrence.
So one of the old officiating tricks is they put a coin in their pocket. So, like, the right side will be a jump ball on one side. So he forgot to switch the coin in his pocket, and he went to the scorer's table. The scorer's table had it right.
Andrade's to the rim, misses the left-handed layup here. Rebound. And it's going to go back to blue here.
So now if you watch the official, he probably will switch whatever he's got in his pocket.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on
him here. To keep the jump ball on his term.
He might have already done it. I think I saw him do it real quick.
Yep.
That's a good way to do it. He double-checked with the table to make sure he got it right. Here's Osborne on a good pass to the interior there from Autumn Burton, and she finishes. Sam with 18. 40 seconds to go in the third. It's 38-22. Lawrence to midcourt. Here's Gabby Andrade's on the left side. Will float one over to Brookman, double-teamed at the top of the key. Dribbles her way out of trouble, fires up a shot that won't go down. Ball loose on the end line. Last touch by Skenevis will stay with Lawrence.
This has been a fun game to watch so far. Milestones being reached and, you know, good basketball so far.
Leopards will look to get it in. Brookman will float one in and get one to Gabby Andrade's at the top of the key. Gabby holding on to it here. Goes to Alessa John on the far side. And it's stolen away here, but no. Jump ball. Yes. No, a foul on Brookman. 10 seconds left in the third.
Get these to go. Get it to 14.
So Autumn Burton to the line. You're right, Rich. If you could chip it down and get it to that 11 or that 10-point mark, somewhere in there, maybe early in the fourth quarter, still giving yourself a good chance. First one at the line is up and good for Autumn Burton.
Yeah, because you could press, you know, try to speed up the Andrade sisters and make something happen.
Second shot coming at the line is good for Autumn Burton. Makes it 38-24 with 10 seconds left in the third quarter. And they'll look to get it in. Down the right side of the floor, Gabby splits two defenders to the right side with five, and they're going to say she double dribbled.
Interesting.
So Skenevis will get it back. 4.6 seconds left. They get to Osborne. Oh, she had extra time. Throws up a three. And it's no good.
She wanted to get the good look.
Had a half-court shot, and it wouldn't go down. Three quarters in the books. 38-24. Lawrence girls leading Skenevis, and Gabby Andrade's hits 1,000 points here tonight on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull, I should say, back with you here at Lawrence Central School. The Lawrence girls push the lead to 38-24 over Skenevis as we hit the fourth. Gabby Andrade hits 1K and is up to 23 points on the night now for the Leopards. On the other side, Sam Osborne with 18. And the Leopards trying to lock in the three seed for the upcoming Tri-Valley League playoffs, which would put them in a battle with the Worcester Wolverines. Another one, Rich. You wonder, how'd they get Wolverines, right?
Maybe there's some Wolverines out in the hills of Worcester.
Could be. Missed shot here by Lawrence and a rebound for Skenevis. Osborne at the top of the key will float a pass over to Autumn Burton. And inside for Sam Osborne. Her shot, no. Second chance opportunity also tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Rich and I were talking during the break that maybe for NateLull.com we could do an article where we ask, maybe we just stick to the Tri-Valley first. Where did you get your mascots?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Somebody like Worcester, JK's got to know. Jim Kenyon's got to know that story.
Sure.
So that might be a fun project for us.
There's usually someone in the... Ooh, that's a big shot.
Big shot there for Amber Burton. In the corner, they get her for a two. Makes it 38-26. Skanevas hanging around here, Rich.
Yeah, just get some good buckets, get some steals, get some stops. You're in it. You're only down by 12 with 7 minutes left.
A lot of time left. Lawrence with a shot in the corner. They miss. And Emerson Allen couldn't get that to go. Rebound for Skanevas. Here they come. Osborne down the right side of the floor. Stops and pops, is blocked. And ball out of bounds. Boy, bodies went flying on that one. Who's this foul going to be on?
It's on number three.
Yeah, it looks like that foul's on Katie Ritten.
I'm not a big fan of how the official calls the foul to the scorer's table, but we're going to not pick on officials tonight.
6:55 to go in the fourth. It's kind of a little hard to read sometimes.
Hey, really, you're supposed to come to the table a little bit more, and you're supposed to distinguish it a little bit clearer than our officials are doing that tonight.
Brooke Mann misses the shot. Skanevas back the other way. Sam Osborne to the 10. It won't go. Out of bounds and going back to Lawrence.
Lots of contact down there, but nothing called. The Skanevas faithful here want more contact and more fouls called.
Yeah, foul situation at the moment here as they reset in the fourth. One on Skanevas, none on Lawrence.
Not going to lie, if I was the Skanevas coach, I probably would have lost it on that one.
And here are the Leopards. Baseline drive here for Kendra Dunham, and she puts it up and in. Yeah, Dunham gets that to go. Makes it 40-26. Lawrence girls on top on a historic night here from Lawrence Central School. I got to give a lot of credit. I don't want to, curse her or anything here, Rich, but Sam Osborne's been playing with those four fouls for quite a long time now.
She sure has. I mean, she picked up her fourth about midway through the third, so she's played a full quarter, not even coming out of the game.
Steal by Gabby Andrade's on an entry pass to the interior. She just always finds a way to get into the passing lanes.
Lawrence is a dangerous team. I don't know if I'd want to play them if I was a Cherry Valley or someone like that.
Yeah, you just never know. They get, a hot night or something. They're well coached. Got a jump ball underneath on a shot that was missed by Lawrence.
I would actually say the same thing about Skanevas. You could tell a lot of these shots usually go in for Skanevas. I would say that they're dangerous as well. Skanevas is very athletic.
Lawrence will look to get it in. And they do to Brooke Mann on the left side. She's tied up, falls down, and it's a traveling violation.
Now that I've seen Cherry Valley and I've seen a lot of these other schools, I'm guessing you could probably tell the listeners here, I'm guessing Cherry Valley just out-rebounds everybody because they're just so much bigger than everybody.
It's tough. It's very, very tough. I think if someone's going to beat them in the playoffs, as here's a steal by Andrade's, Gabby trying to go coast-to-coast, and she finishes. She's got 25. A team like Worcester, a team like Lawrence, very good three-point shooting teams, are going to have to outshoot them, I think.
And I think that a team like Lawrence could scrap with them. I'm guessing Lawrence will probably try to press them, try to make them so they don't have to get in a rebounding situation with them. That's what I would do if I was Coach Carr.
I think that's what we're probably going to see Worcester do if they end up playing Cherry Valley again. Because when they played, and here's a steal and a shot down the court here by Osborne off the glass, and it won't go. Again, body's flying on this rebound, and we got to travel. It's going back to Skanevas.
Man tries to get the charge every single time. I love it. If I was her coach, I'd be cheering her on. She's always looking to get that charge.
But late in that Cherry Valley-Worcester game, a game we did on CDO a few Fridays ago, Skanevas will get the ball in, and they will score underneath there with Katie Ritten.
Tough angle there for Ritten, but she got it to go. That's a hard shot to make directly underneath the basket.
Worcester pressed Cherry Valley towards the end of that game. It really worked. And we saw Norwich press Cherry Valley the other night. And so we'll see if maybe that's the recipe for success. As Gabby Andrade just did a Michael Jordan move and scored. She's got 27.
I'm going to sound like a little bit of a homer, and the Cherry Valley people aren't going to like this, but Norwich had a shot at the end of the game to beat them. And it was a layup. I mean, they could have had it.
Shot here for Skanevas by Taylor Knapp. It won't go. Rebound for Brooke Mann, who, again, has just sacrificed the body all night tonight. Underneath the hoop. Here's Kira for three. For Lawrence, missed it. Ball loose underneath, out of bounds, going back to Skenevis with 4:10 to go. Our score is the Lawrence girls leading Skenevis 44-28.
One thing I've noticed with a lot of these Tri-Valley teams that I've watched is that they have really good form and they seem to make foul shots really well. The Lusk girl from Cherry Valley was a very good foul shooter.
Down the floor here for Skenevis and a foul on Amber Burton, and she will head to the line. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth.
The referee listened to me. He came closer to us that time.
Foul there on Lawrence will be on Emerson Allen, her second, team's first. Shot at the line is up and good.
Gotta love it. The media loves her. She doesn't take any practice shots.
No.
The dribble, she just fires it.
Amber's got
that.
Six,
Look
seven.
That.
Make it. Yeah.
That's quite a routine there. She catches and shoots right from the foul line.
7 points now for Amber Burton. That's a second on the team behind 18 for Sam Osborne tonight for Skenevis. Now a foul. Yeah. Going to be on Sam Osborne here with 3:58 left. She will foul out with 18 points tonight. What a great game tonight by Osborne.
And she knew it. She knew it. She kind of smirked at the officials, smirked at the coach, and came right over. She just walked off the court.
Tough night for Osborne,
yeah.
But, I mean, 18 points.
Good game so far.
Very good game. Very good game.
Can't be so far. She's not coming back.
Lawrence has it here. They go to Kira on the left side. Her shot is off the mark. Dragons with a rebound with Taylor Knapp. Outlet pass and quickly down the floor for Autumn Burton. And so a 14-point ball game and a steal by Lawrence. Skenevis finds themselves in a hole here on the road against the Lawrence Leopards. Gabby Andrade's three, no. A rare miss from that right corner there.
The Burton girls from Skenevis are just young, raw players. I think they're going to be good players in a couple of years.
Right? Super athletic.
Super athletic. They look like soccer players playing basketball. Do they play soccer?
And a jumper here is off the mark. They play a little bit of everything.
Yeah, they're super athletic, long. They're tall, long, and lengthy.
Step through for Gabby.
Oh
they're going to say it was on the floor.
What?
And that's going to be five fouls. Also here on Taylor Knapp.
All right, so that's a 1985 call. I mean, there's continuation in basketball. I mean, when are we going to learn that the... Never mind, I can't. There's continuation in basketball. This isn't 1985 anymore.
This has been Rich Turnbull's corner.
Yeah.
Hot takes with Turnbull. Three ball for Andrade's. No, misses off the back of the rim. And Skenevis with a rebound. Good pump fake there by Autumn Burton and throws it long, looking for Amber through her hands and out of bounds.
There's two things that really bother me about how the basketball game has evolved, right? Everything is not on the floor. There is actually continuation in basketball. And then now it's literally everything is a charge now. There's no blocks anymore in the higher level of basketball. But there we go. I'm done. I'm done complaining.
2:50 to go here in the fourth. No matter how this turns out, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. Jumper here for Lawrence is off the mark as we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Skenevis will come out of the fray with the ball, and back down the floor they go. Now here for Katie Ritten. For Amber Burton.
Good cut.
To the interior, tied up, jump ball. And this has been quite a night of jump balls here, Rich. There's been a ton of them.
Just scrappy defense by Lawrence creates a lot of jump balls.
Skenevis will get it in. Oh, they have a wide open look there for Autumn Burton, and she finishes. Great play there by Skenevis.
It's only a 12-point game. It feels like it's like a 30-point game, but it's only 12.
Gabby to the interior. Her shot won't go. And a rebound. Jump ball is going to keep it with Lawrence. You're right, Rich. I mean, if Skenevis could make a little run.
Yeah, they can make this interesting. It's really still a game.
Lawrence will look to get it in. Kira straightaway shot here. Not enough mustard on that, but she gets her own rebound on the baseline, and then a foul going to be here on Autumn Burton with 2:02 to go.
That one looked like a jump ball. I'm going to agree with the Skenevis coach.
And so with 2:02 to go here, Lawrence will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline with Brooke Mann. Mann will look to get it in. Tried to pass to the interior. Stolen by the Dragons. They've had two players foul out here, so they're looking to bring some extra players in to try to keep this alive here. A three. No. Boy, that was a good-looking shot there for Autumn Burton. It wouldn't go. And we will have a jump ball on the rebound with a buck 47 to go. Allison Johnson checking into the game here, as well as Elisa John. Waiting for the subs to work their way off the floor here.
We only have five.
That's twice tonight we've seen that.
The referees did a good job of getting the sixth player off the floor both times.
Dragons will get the ball in. They'll work to the far side. Pull-up jumper for Skenevis is off the mark. There by Leah Brundage. Jump ball on the rebound, and this time the arrow is going to give it back to Skenevis. And again, we want to wish Sam Barrett well. She had to leave the game with a knee injury and has been taken out. Be heading off to get that knee checked out. Gabby Andrade is going to check out with 27 points here tonight. With a minute 36 to go, again, she joins the 1,000 career point club, Rich. Pretty amazing. The first female in school history out of all the ones that I've done. I'm not sure I've had a scenario where they've been the first like that in school history.
You know,
I'm trying to remember.
I can't think of any because players are playing more earlier, so you're seeing a lot more 1,000-point scorers. So I would have to imagine most schools in Section 4 by now has had them. And there's a lot of reasons why. There's less population in some of these schools, so they're playing earlier. You don't see JV teams anymore. So a lot of these kids play for 4 years. So I'm guessing most of your schools in the coverage area probably all have 1,000-point scorers by now.
One I learned of this year, as Lawrence girls have the ball here with a minute 20 to go, and a pull-up jumper for Kara Andrades is good. She's got 13. Cherry Valley boys do not have a 1,000-point score. They have one from before they were merged, so they do count that.
Well, yeah, it's Bob Fassett from Springfield.
Yeah.
He's
1,800 points.
Yeah, he's on the top of the list of 1,000-point scorers.
But if you want to get technical with it, they were saying to me, we don't have a Cherry Valley Springfield boy that has done it. So,
interesting.
You know, I'm sure maybe there's a few others out there like that, but I have to do some research on that as well. 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence girls leading 46-32. We'll have a foul at the high post. And foul's going to be on Brooke Lincoln. And so Nicole Stanley will head to the line. Announcing the other senior here tonight, Kendra Dunham, who just checked out. She gets a nice round of applause. And so Nicole Stanley will step in, hits the first.
Good-looking shot coming off the bench, hitting one.
You know, this team is pretty young when you talk about having four freshmen for Coach Carr. Said he's really enjoying coaching the girls. Coach, you know, he's been a longtime softball coach here, so he knows the girls well. I think he's enjoyed coming over to the girls' game. As Stanley goes one out of two. Rebound rolls out of bounds. Going to go back to Skenevis with 42 seconds left. And so a 47-32 ball game.
Wow, I just noticed something, Nate. The time on the top
goes
green when it's going, and when it's stopped, it's red.
This is one of the best scoreboards around. I really enjoy it.
And so is the winning team in the green? Is that why 47? Wow, that's neat. Oh, wow, everybody's got to come to Lawrence and see this.
A couple schools have put these in, but Lawrence was the first.
I've never seen that before.
Lawrence with the ball. They'll look to take it down low. Maybe a little addition to Norwich in the future.
No, probably not. I don't have that much power, but that's really cool.
Skenevis down the floor with 10 seconds left. And they'll dish one over. They'll try to get a shot off with Lincoln at the buzzer. That's not going to go. A couple of seconds left. We'll have a jump ball with 1.9. It's really helpful in a close game, Rich, honestly, when the colors change. It's green and red. And then they put, you know, like the fouls and stuff in another color.
Yeah, right. I see that now. That's really cool.
47-32 is our final. The Lawrence girls earn a key victory here tonight over the Skenevis Dragons. So again, 47-32 our score. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO. Stay tuned.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, guys. 47-32, our final score here tonight. Had some visitors come over to the table to see us. We appreciate that here. As again, Lawrence girls defeat Skenevis 47-32, a key win in the Tri-Valley. This should lock Lawrence into the three seed, which is huge.
So they get to play who, Nate? They get to play Worcester?
Worcester, yep. They should play Worcester, and we'll see what happens to Skenevis. This could put him in the four, could put him in the five. We'll see what happens. Yeah, depends on what happens with Edmonton and GMU tonight.
Oh, our alma mater.
Yeah.
There we go. The
Raiders and the Panthers.
I'm going to take the Panthers.
Boy, they both have elite scorers. Hannah Boskowski for GMU, Molly Reifenberg for Edmonton have both been filling it up this year.
Is it funny that I only know the Boskowski girl? I don't even know the Edmonton girl.
Yeah.
I mean, Reifenberg is an Edmonton name for sure, so I'm sure I know her parents.
Let's do our scoring summary here. First for Lawrence, Gabby Andrade's 27 points. She's the first female in Lawrence school history to hit the 1,000 career point mark. She's the fourth player in school history. Three boys and now Gabby. Her jersey will be in the hall. Really cool.
Yeah, her jersey will be up in the rafters here or whatever they call it. And then in the hallway, they have the Hall of Fame. I'm sure eventually she'll be joining with her a plaque. And it's cool. It's cool to be in the gym watching milestones happen. You know, sports guys like us, Nate, we love that stuff. We, you know, the LeBron James now of Lawrence.
Yes.
Right, the LeBron James. He's 63 points away. She did it tonight. So she's the all-time leading scorer in school history. That's cool.
13 points for Kira Andrade's tonight. That's the younger sister, only a freshman of Gabby. So we'll be seeing her for many years to come. And maybe we'll be here in a few years if she can hit it. So 4 points for Brooke Mann, 2 for Kendra Dunham. 1 for Nicole Stanley. On the other side for Skenevis, 18 for Sam Osborne, that's a team high. 7 for Amber Burton, 4 for Autumn Burton, 2 for Katie Ritten, 1 for Sam Barrett, who went out with that knee injury. And Sam got hurt at the exact same time that Gabby hit 1,000 points. It was tough to navigate that. You want to be polite for Sam being down on the court. You're trying to be excited for Gabby. That was a tough spot. Sam left. Had an ice pack on the knee. We'll hope she's okay.
I think the Skenevis fans knew what was going on. They understood the moment, so no one really got upset. And they celebrated kind of away from her. And I'll be honest, I don't think anybody really noticed it until maybe 20 seconds into the celebration, and we noticed there was a girl down on the floor. We hope she's well, but I was impressed with Skenevis. I think the Burton girls are going to be good. The Osborne girl is dynamite. She's got to be one of the better players in the Tri-Valley. And I think Skenevis is a formidable foe against some of the teams I've seen.
They are. No matter where they end up, either in the sectional tournament or the league tournament, they're going to be tough. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into our three awards tonight, Rich, to wrap up tonight's broadcast. First, we have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, as NBT Bank is always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'm going to go out on a limb here and give it to Gabby Andrade with those 27 points tonight and join the 1K Club.
I don't think you have any other choice. I would agree with you. I mean, I think that everybody on the broadcast would be shocked if you didn't. She deserves it, though. I mean, even if she didn't score 1,000 points, she was probably the best player on the court. I mean, her and the Osborne girl were the two best players on the court. But, you know, she was very, very good, very impressive. I'm glad I came over the hill to watch her play. I enjoyed it. She's a good player.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. Rich, I think I'm going to make your night here. Brooke Mann from Lawrence, gutting it out in the trenches. I think she deserves this award tonight.
She was fun to watch. She tried to get charges all over the court. She's a coach's dream, someone that's willing to, you know, throw their body anywhere. I like the Andrade's girl, too, but the Mann girl should get some credit. I mean, she played a good game. She plays in a position where she doesn't really get noticed, especially when the Andrade's girls are so good up front. The Mann girl should get some recognition. It was fun. She was fun to watch. Always smiling, and I'm sure Coach Carr loves coaching her because you could tell she does anything the team needs to do to win.
I should give an honorable mention to Kira because she played phenomenal tonight as well. So
she did, but it's her sister's night. She'll have many more nights. After her sister graduates, she's got three more years. So, Kira, you'll get your time in the sun, believe me.
Lastly, tonight, the Ackle Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by Ackle Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Ackle Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go Sam Osborne tonight, 18 points from Skenevis, senior leader. She's one of the best.
Yeah, she's good. She was fun to watch. She made the Dragons go tonight. And I think if they make a run in sectionals in the Tri-Valley, she's got a score, and she did it tonight, and just she needs a little bit more support from her teammates.
So that's going to wrap up our three awards, and it's going to wrap up our broadcast. Rich, we'll see you tomorrow as I'll be over in Norwich for the Oneonta girls and Norwich playing at 1:45 tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be there. I'm going to be playing the music on the sidelines. I get to announce the girls' games. Are you going to have Coach Common Derek with you again?
He's going to be with me.
Doc is coming with you. I'm sure he's got bigger words than I have, I'm sure. he's a blast. I've done a lot with Coach Common Derek. His daughter was a good basketball player in Norwich. I've got to know him pretty well, and he's fun. He's entertaining for sure.
So join us for the Butler Auto pregame show tomorrow, probably about 1:30. And, folks, tonight, I'm serious, stay warm out there. Check those pipes, all that good stuff. It's going to be a cold one, but don't worry. By Sunday, we should be back up in the 40s. I think that's going to be great. So see you later, George. George is the head coach for the Stanford Jefferson girls. They're having a great season. He came to support Gabby tonight because he coaches her in AAU. And so nice to see a lot of out-of-town people here, too.
Yeah, it's fun when you drag me along to these things. You get to see some interesting people, right? You had Matt Culpepper was here. He's a longtime Tri-Valley coach. You had Coach Horning from the Skenevis soccer team that I got to know very well over the course of the fall.
Yep.
And you got some interesting people that come out and watch these milestones. In these small communities, people just love this stuff, and it's great. It's what makes basketball fun in upstate New York. You know, we might not go and win a lot of state championships, but there's so much pride when things like this happen, and everybody cheers for it. The Skenevis people were cheering for it. It's just a cool environment.
Coach Ryan said this to me recently from Morrisville, Ryan Mahan. He's on the air with us a whole bunch, coaches AAU with me. He goes, this pocket of New York is like Indiana. He goes, everyone takes their small-town hoops so seriously here. And it's the first time I heard someone say that, and I said, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, so, he's absolutely right. I love Ryan. We banter a little bit on Twitter, and he's right, though. It definitely, when you go to some of these small schools, it has a little bit of a Hoosier feel.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about, everybody says Norwich is the bigger school. I would argue that this gym, if you put bleachers on the other side of this gym, this is a bigger gym than the Norwich gym.
Yep.
So you come into the Norwich gym, it has a small feel to it. It really does.
Yeah. Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in Sydney. He'll be on the air with us tomorrow as well. And, again, 1:30 for our Butler Auto pregame show tomorrow. Oneonta Girls at Norwich, that'll be a great one. 1:45 tip-off, I'll be there. Stay warm tonight, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on WCDO Sports.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Playing your classic hits and today's best music for 40 years, the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Back to the music.
Direction, and I've been right where I should be. I've seen skies that reach to heaven, and nights that brought me to my knees.
I've learned to take my own confessions, I've learned to take care of my dreams,
but most of all, I learned to listen to the silence beckoning.
Through my life to dust and ashes, or in a moment make it clear.